Hi there, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie High. My guest this week is Dana Holloman. Dana Holloman is an amazing woman of God and a mother, and she is in ministry. And this week, we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life, and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. Dana Holloman, you're a youth pastor and you're a mom and a single mom, and you've worked for many years with teenagers. Today on Woman to Woman, I want to talk about understanding teenagers. I have been there. I have three boys and my youngest is 18. I'm still in his teens. The other ones are a little bit older. I still don't understand them. And you know what, Dana? I don't think they understand me.
Oh my gosh. Teenagers are a work of their own. I've been working with teenagers for over 20 years, and I have a teenager. Well, she's 18. She's in uni. And I love that saying, well, I'm 18 now. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Well, let me give you your own bills then. Yeah. Working with teenagers, it's fun because they're still kids in a lot of ways. You know, their mindset is still young and growing. But I love when you watch them and their minds are turning and they're trying to figure it out. And I always say teenagers are like overgrown toddlers. You know, when they get to 13 and 18, they're like back in toddler stage where you're saying, don't touch that. It's hot. If you touch that, it's going to burn you, you know, and they have to touch it sometimes. You know, some are very strong-willed and they touch it and it's hot and it burns and, you know, they may get a scar because, you know, it hurts.
And then when they're 18, they do the same.
They don't do touch, the same.
Don't touch the alcohol.
Don't touch that.
Don't touch her.
I'm telling you what, stay away from that. No, and sometimes they touch it and it burns them. Dang. You know, especially when you watch them, they start dating more and their relationships are a little more serious.
And we can't protect them from all
you
that.
You can't. Sometimes you just have to let them go through it. And, you know I was the type of teenager, you had to let me get burned every time. I had to. I was so strong-willed. But they're curious and they want to be heard. And so many times they're misunderstood because, say, I've grown up in one way and they're growing up in another era, another way, another time. And things are different for them. You have to be open to teenagers because it's a difficult age for them, but it's also life is changing. So sometimes for us, we have to take a step back and just learn to listen to them.
And as parents, sometimes we want to pick the friends for our kids.
Yes.
We think, oh, I don't like him and he will lead my son astray or she will lead my daughter astray. And you always think it's the other kid.
Right.
And a lot of times it could be our own kids.
Exactly.
They're the rebellious
ones. That's exactly it. And I remember a time when my daughter was like 13 or so, and I was like, I don't want you hanging out with these kids anymore. I want you to go and hang out with these kids. And it was only a few weeks. And I was like, hey, I want you to go back to those kids, you know, because you're trying to control too much and just let them learn by touching the fire maybe a little bit. And sometimes we want them to be in this bubble. So we want to protect them and we don't want them to touch the fire. And touching the fire sometimes isn't a bad thing.
Mm, they learn.
We do.
You know, we got to learn the hard way too.
Sometimes.
Rebellion. When a teenager starts to rebel, are they going down a slippery slope?
I have a different opinion about it. I don't think so. I think every child is curious. You think about toddlers, they're curious about every little thing and they don't know better. They don't know what it is. And so we're constantly saying, no, 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 don't go there. Don't do this. Don't do that. And then teenagers, they get to a different realm. And so sometimes instead of just yelling and barking, you can't do this, maybe let's start talking to them. How come you're interested in going down this road? Let's think this out. Let's talk it out. And kind of being able to communicate with them will sometimes divert them from going down that road or becoming rebellious. Sometimes rebellion is just curiosity and we've labeled it rebellion.
Yeah. And I hear parents sometimes, you know, especially in, even in Christian circles, where they say, oh, my child has been rebellious and they feel there's no way back. There's always a way back.
Absolutely, there's always a way back. I can tell you now, I was raised in a pastor's home and I began to hate the church. At 18, I left the church. And well, I'm back. You know, it took me a while.
In that period,
it took
did
a
you
lot
try
of
prayer. Everything?
Oh, I tried everything. I started trying at 13. My parents told me I couldn't drink. Oh, I drank. They told me I couldn't do drugs. Oh, I did drugs. You know, whatever they told me I couldn't do, I was doing, because there was no communication to why. It was just the Bible. And a lot of times Christian parents tend to say, well, the Bible says blah, 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 blah. And sometimes they're just kids. They're just learning in a society. And while we want to teach them religion, we want to teach them belief and what we believe we want to teach them, sometimes we have to separate that, if that makes sense. Sometimes they're living in society and we have to teach them how to live in society as a Christian.
Yes, and have the values at the
and
same time.
And still have the values, but also here's how you live in society. And I see so many kids rebel because they don't have that.
Yeah, and I see a lot of kids think, looking at their parents going to church and doing the Christian thing, they think, oh, that's just boring. That's just not in the world. That's just not in my little world. Like my friends, a lot of times they're just very lonely because they're isolated in their own circle of friends, because they might be the only Christian in the class, or in their youth group, or in their football or whatever they do, sport. And they feel so isolated and they just want to blend.
Right. And they don't want to be embarrassed. And because they don't have their willpower, they don't have their skills, they don't have their maturity, they don't have their, what is the word I'm trying
to... The know-how.
The experience.
Right?
Yeah, and they're not confident, the confidence to stand up for themselves. They don't want to be embarrassed. And I see that in a lot of young people where they, you know, if you don't understand, just ask. Oh, no, not in front of everyone. I don't want everyone else to know that I don't know how to do this, or, you know, the lack of confidence that they have. And they
afraid
don't want
to
be embarrassed.
Wrong.
They're afraid. Yeah. And they don't want to get bullied. They don't want to, you know, feel stupid. And they don't want to be that. They just want to be cool and everybody get along. And so you see that happen and they're misconstrued. And we do that as adults a lot of times. Think about when you're walking down the street and you see a group of teenagers coming down the road. What happens a lot of times? Cross the road and say, I'm going to walk
especially
up the other way.
If it's getting dark.
Yeah, especially if it's getting dark. And so we begin to stereotype because it's a group of teenagers. But why? Because they're loud. Most of the time, they're goofing off. They're, you know, hitting each other, you know, fooling around. They're just being kids. But we automatically put them in this stereotype, this box of, this is a group of teenagers, it's bad news. Well, not every group of teenagers that you walk past is a bad news.
And as a parent of teenagers, the youngest is a teenager now, 18, and that'll be the end of the teenagers, but they still want to be heard.
Yeah.
They want to know that we're listening. You know, a lot of times families are sitting around on their devices, phones and laptops and iPads, and you wonder, are we really listening to each other? You know, they really just want to know that you, when you hear, you care.
Yeah.
You don't have to give the advice, but you can just say, I'm listening.
And sometimes they just want you to listen.
Mm. Yeah. And say, I'm there for you.
Yeah. And then another thing that I've recently encountered was my daughter was like, I just need you to trust my decision. And I had to realize I've raised her. I did what I could do. Mm. You know, I've put in.
And we're not perfect.
And I'm not perfect. She's not perfect. But yeah, you are 18 and now I have to trust that you're going to make the right decision, or that you're going to make the decision best for your life. And even at 14, 15, 16, we're teaching them responsibility, but then we're not giving them any. We're keeping them on such a short lead that it's like we're not giving them that chance to experiment while they're still under our roof to make those mistakes. So we're not allowing them to kind of grow and kind of make those decisions and show us that we can trust them. Show us, you know, that they're making good decisions. And when they make the wrong decision straight away, how many parents are like, I told you so. Instead of saying, let's sit down and see how we can do this better next time.
And it's very difficult for single parents, I would say, and parents cohabiting with partners and husbands and wives. And it's relationships that they're trying to make their own relationship work with their spouse or partner. And then they're trying to make the relationship work with the teenager, with the dad or the mom. And it can be so difficult. Do you think in your Christian walk, in your Christian faith, that it's having God in your life has made it easier to deal with your teenagers?
Oh, yeah, because I oftentimes found myself through teenage years and even now saying, God, give me wisdom and how I should handle this situation. Or sometimes just bite my lip. A boyfriend comes to the house, you know, and I'm like, And I have to take it straight to God and say, okay, God, you take care of this one because I don't know about this, you know, and I have to trust my daughter. But on the other hand, I trust God a lot more, you know. And so, I especially through teenage years, I found myself, and now letting my daughter kind of become the adult, I find myself quite often saying, okay, God, just give me wisdom. Show me when I should say something, what I should say, how I should say it, and when to keep my mouth shut.
Dana Halliman, thank you so much for talking to us today about teenagers.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.